If there's one thing I've learned on my entrepreneurial journey, it's that time is our most precious commodity. And as a solopreneur wearing all the hats and juggling a million and one things, I know you haven't prioritized evergreen content in your business because it's time consuming and time is something you never seem to have enough of, right? Instead, you focus your marketing efforts on social media. It feels quicker, easier to churn out content for your feed and stories. But here's the thing. This strategy won't translate into long-term sustainable growth for your online business. It's actually the fast route to burnout and falling out of love with your business. That's why in this episode, we're talking about why evergreen content is the best investment for coaches and service providers like you and how it's the key to building a sustainable business. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. This episode really is more of a friendly kick up the butt to get you moving with your evergreen content strategy. Because the truth is, there's a huge shift happening in the online space. It's something that I have been keeping an eye on for about a year, 15 months or so. A lot of coaches, service providers are burning out and leaving social media. Some of them are even simply quitting their business and going back to a 9-to-5. And from what I've seen and experienced personally, it all comes down to the amount of time they're spending constantly showing up on platforms like Instagram. I know for me, every period of burnout I've experienced has been the result of showing up consistently, going hard on social media. I remember seeing recently, you know, that we should be marketing our business 80% of our time. And that just blows my mind. I mean, this is something that I've seen before. I've seen it at the beginning of my journey, but I was doing some research recently and an article popped up and it said, you know, you should be marketing your business for 80% of your time. Like, I ideally work 20 hours a week. So if I can't do the math right now, but if I was to spend, what is that, 16 hours of that 20 hours marketing my business, how would I do client work? How would I create new offers? How would I meet new people, right? So we really need to think about how we can embrace strategies that, or marketing strategies that mean that we don't have to constantly be on. And me too, we often put so much time and energy into creating short form content. But in 2024, we have to stop chasing trends for quick wins. Instead, we need to focus on strategies that might seem quote unquote boring, but deliver long-term results. Yes, these strategies require upfront time and effort, but stuff like evergreen content, you create it once and the return on investment spans years rather than just hours or weeks. And I know that marketing our business is essential. Without marketing, no one's going to know who we are. We're not going to get any clients. We're not going to be able to grow our network and meet new people and speak on the stage and make the impact that we want to make, right? We're not going to be able to help the people that we were put on earth to help. That is why we started our businesses. But that doesn't mean that you have to do the most. I spent 2-3 years doing the most. As tired as I was, as frustrated as I was, as fed up as I was, I did the most. And what I've learned in the last 6-7 months or so is that you can create half the amount of content and still get results. Now, if you've been in my world for a while, you know that I am on a journey with Instagram, right? I'm not showing up on Instagram anymore. In 2024, I said to myself, I wasn't going to be consistently like marketing on Instagram, it really is a place where I can connect with people, have DM conversations, all that kind of stuff. But I no longer feel pressured to create content. I no longer feel, you know, the need to show up on Instagram stories. If I feel like it, I will. If I don't feel like it, I won't. And my business has not suffered. I just signed a client who found me through a podcast interview that I recorded in the summer of 2022. That is the power of evergreen content, right? And it really does just come down to two things: producing high quality content and putting that content in front of your ideal client where they're searching for it. And for me, that is leveraging content that's SEO optimized, that's searchable, that's discoverable, rather than platforms such as Instagram or TikTok, where, first of all, your ideal client's mindset is completely different. They're on these platforms to be entertained, not necessarily be educated. They're distracted, they're scrolling, all the things. But what I have come to learn, my biggest lesson about social media, well, Instagram specifically, because the algorithm is so challenging, is that you are fighting to get your content in front of them. Whereas platforms such as podcasts or YouTube or Pinterest, they're already searching. Those are search platforms, right? They can decide, I need help with this problem. They put the problem or the question or the statement into that search bar. And with the right optimization, your podcast will come up. And you are not at the mercy of an algorithm who's going to hide your content in your feed after a few hours. This is why evergreen content is such a game changer for women coaches and service providers. By leveraging evergreen content, you can amplify your reach and impact. And you can do this in like several ways, right? A couple of those would be consistent visibility. Like, evergreen content remains relevant and lives on and on and on for years to come. This ensures that your message is consistently available to potential clients. It also increases your brand awareness, keeps you top of mind when your perfect fit clients are ready to work with you. You're also expanding your audience reach. Evergreen content has the potential to attract a broader audience beyond, you know, the 1,000 followers that you have, because let's face it, Instagram, the biggest complaint I'm hearing or seeing on threads at the moment, because I'm not on Instagram to experience it myself, is that they've got an audience of 5,000, 10,000, and they're looking at their analytics and they can see that only 10, 15, 50, 100 people have seen their post. And guess what? Even though it's a reel, the majority of people who've seen their post already follow them. Like, that completely negates the whole point of creating content. We want to be able to create content to get in front of more people. And so by leveraging evergreen content, you know, addressing topics that are highly relevant and providing your unique perspectives, sharing your methodologies, your frameworks, you can reach new people who might not be actively searching for your services, but are interested in what you share. And this is where you being able to leverage evergreen content to, you know, achieve your goal of being a speaker really comes into play. Evergreen content's also really great for building authority and trust, right? When potential clients come across your content and they find it valuable, they are more likely to trust your expertise and consider you as a credible source for advice, guidance, and ideally the solution to their problems. Evergreen content's also great at generating passive leads or passive sales, depending on what you're driving your, you know, your call to action in that piece of evergreen content. It could be a blog post, and within the blog post, you're sharing a free download, a free PDF that they can, you know, download for in exchange for their name and their email address. whatever it might be, that they then become a lead. Or it might be at the end of that, you know, podcast episode, you're pitching an offer that then means that they, or a new course, that then means that they are able to become a new client, a new customer, and you've made a sale, right? And the final piece is that searchability point. Like, this is my favorite piece. I love that I have created content 2-3 years ago and people are finding it and they are going deeper into my world. So this client that I talked about earlier, she found me on a podcast, like I said, that I recorded in the summer of 2022. It might have even been 2021. The years are flying by. But because my website and my podcast were linked in the show notes, and this is a video podcast, so she found me on YouTube. And then, you know, click the link. I can't remember if she did the podcast or the website first, but whichever route she took, that was her first step into my world. She then did all the things, right? She joined my email list. She somehow found the quiz. She started listening to the podcast, binging the podcast, and then she reached out to say, well, hey, this is where I'm at. I'm relaunching my podcast. I love what you talk about. And this is what I love even more, when people repeat back to you what it was that you said that really, you know, changed their perspective or made that impact. And here we are. We are going to be relaunching her podcast next month. Well, this month, because it's April, right? As part of my VIP day container. Now, had I not recorded that episode 2 years ago, chances are pretty high that she wouldn't have found me. She would have found someone else who had the common sense to create that evergreen content. Like, you cannot sleep on your content being searchable. And I know the Instagram gurus talk about Instagram SEO, but hey, that has nothing on podcast SEO, and that definitely has nothing on Google SEO, right? We need to remember that Google owns YouTube. It's a search engine first and foremost, even though it's video content. And so a lot of your ideal clients could be leveraging that platform to get the answers to the problems that they are experiencing. So whatever content you create, not only does it need to be, you know, relevant, but it also needs to be available for them to find it. So that's about using relevant keywords in your content and addressing their pain points, questions, so that when they find your content organically, they can see that you are the expert that they are looking for. So the key for me to creating evergreen content that continually attracts your perfect fit clients, generates revenue for your business, is by focusing on long form content. It's not just about being evergreen. It's about providing depth and value, right? That withstands the test of time. I know that's a very cliche statement, but short form content does not allow you to go deep like a blog post might, or a video on YouTube, or a podcast episode. And in these times when people are a bit more cautious about investing, that's what you're going to need to do. You need to go deep rather and give that deeper value and deliver it in a way where it really connects and resonates with your audience to make the shifts and see the results that you want in your business. Now, the top three ways that you could leverage long-form content is blogging, YouTube, and podcasting. Now, this is a podcast about podcasting, so you won't be surprised to hear me say that I think podcasting is the best strategy of the three. Podcasting offers a unique opportunity for you to create content that's highly engaging. It's a platform that allows you to delve deep. You know, we just talked about that piece into your topics. You're able to share your unique perspectives, your frameworks, all that kind of stuff. But most importantly, you're able to connect with your audience on a more personal level. I know some will argue that video, aka YouTube, helps you to accomplish the same goal, but two things with video versus audio. You need good lighting. You need to get dressed. I feel like video watchers are a lot more critical. Is that the right word? They expect more from your content. Like if you have a video and you're sitting in the dark, you're ruining their experience, right? You need to have the whole setup. I much prefer to record audio in the dark corner of my bedroom at 10 p.m. if I feel like it, in my pajamas and headscarf, record a 15-minute episode and call it a day. It's a very low lift way to create content. The other piece, why I think audio outranks video, is people can take you on the go. They can listen to you whilst they're on the treadmill. They can listen to you whilst they are cleaning the house. Think about that busy mom who, you know, the baby's finally gone out for a nap and she's got 101 things to do. She pops her earbuds in and she listens to your podcast episodes while she is cleaning her house. I mean, you could do that with YouTube, but it is not quite the same experience. Like your phone's going to switch off, the video might cut off. It's just not the same experience. So for me, a podcast is the best way to leverage long form content. And by treating your podcast as a form of evergreen content, you can create episodes that, you know, address your ideal clients' challenges, answers common questions, provides that in-depth feedback that they need to hear. Each episode becomes a valuable resource that continually brings new people into your world, builds trust, and drives engagement long after it's published. Like I had a look at my stats yesterday because, you know, it's the end of the month and I wanted to see how much I'd grown, which was good, but that's for another episode. And some of my trending episodes, Captivate is really good. It tells you your top four trending episodes for each day. And one of the episodes was one of my earlier episodes that I recorded in 2021, right? So someone has found me, and depending on where they are in their podcasting journey, they have just gone through my podcast episode library and chosen the episodes that, you know, meets them where they're at right now. And that is the beautiful thing about podcast episodes. And my favorite benefit is that they can be easily repurposed across multiple platforms. Now, I can't remember the podcast episode number right now, but I did share with you last year my 3-2-1 repurposing strategy. It's really, really easy to get started with, especially if you are newer to podcasting and you just want to make the most of your podcast episodes. It's 3-2-1, sticking to, I think, maybe three platforms. So it's really, really easy to get started. I'll link the episode in the show notes so you can head on back and have a listen. But yes, repurposing really allows you to reach a wider audience and engage with them through their preferred channels, thus maximizing your content and your impact. Inside the Profitable Podcasting Program, I am going to help you create and launch your podcast in just 8 weeks. When you leverage a podcast as part of your evergreen content strategy, you will start to see a consistent flow of traffic to your offers, to your email list, a steady stream of passive income sales, and out-of-the-blue applications from your soulmate clients. And the best part, you will be able to show up less on social media. I am living proof of this. I am doing it right now, and my business has not burnt down. Yes, I'm on Threads, but I'm not using Threads or showing up on Threads in a way that I did on Instagram. I'm using it really to build connections and to support my speaking aspirations as opposed to seeking clients. If I get clients from Threads, that's great, but that's not my ultimate goal. I'm really showcasing my authority, my expertise, so that people can see who I am, what I'm about, and I can attract those speaking invitations. But in the program, you're going to have all the tools you need to create your podcast strategy and launch your show by the end of Q2. The core curriculum focuses on creating your podcast strategy. You know, that's something that I'm really big on. So the first 6 weeks will be focused on creating your podcast strategy. This is the same strategy that I, or the same framework, should I say, that I use with my one-to-one clients. So you will walk away feeling confident that your show will serve as a valuable resource for your audience, but also establish your expertise and drive conversions. Your audience will feel more connected to you, and you'll be receiving messages saying how much your content or something that you said in that episode has impacted them. The waitlist for the Profitable Podcasting Program is now open. I invite you to join if you're ready to create evergreen content for your online business and take your marketing strategy to the next level. By following my signature framework and launch roadmap, you will confidently go from podcast idea to launching your show, as I said, in just 8 weeks. Click the link in the show notes to join the waitlist and to be eligible for an exclusive one-to-one bonus when doors open to waitlisters on Monday, 8th of April. And we kick off on Tuesday, the 30th of April. So you've got a bit of time. So I can't wait to see you on the inside. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.